All right. I thought we took a step last week defensively. I thought the guys did a good job executing in some critical situations. Third down defense was good. I thought we did a good job in the red zone. Obviously, guys made plays. We had three interceptions. We had some big PBUs throughout the course of that game. It's a performance that by no means are we satisfied with. We know we can play better. We know we need to play better. But it's something as a defense that we want to build on as a group and hopefully gain some momentum here going into this Sunday and then in the next few weeks. Questions? Yeah, I mean, they're doing a good job running the football. Their offensive coordinator's very creative with the different run schemes that they're doing. They get the ball into a lot of guys' hands. It's not just Gurley. He is a dynamic back, and he's electrified that offense since he's been back. But, you know, they got a stable. Mason, Cunningham, they use Tavon Austin in roles as a running back. So it's going to be a challenge for our guys. We got to play with great eye discipline. We got to do a great job attacking the line of scrimmage. We got to do a great job tackling. They got guys that are very good players in space. So it's going to be a challenge. We've talked about it all week. We got to show up Sunday with the right mentality, and we got to execute.
What makes a round one back like that, that kind of talent, different? Just a little more elusive when he makes that first.
Yeah, he's big. He's big. He's strong. He breaks tackles. I mean, he's a good football player. Very good football player.
Run defenses want to and attitude, but that's the starting point. And that if you don't have it this week, you could get embarrassed. Have you noticed that lacking at all this year?
Well, I think that anytime in any part of this game, if you don't bring an attitude and a want to, you can get embarrassed. You can get embarrassed as a player. You can get embarrassed as a coach. You got to bring it every Sunday, and usually you got to have a great week. And you got to build momentum to get to Sunday. We talk to our guys about building that fire throughout the week. You know, you got to get yourself ready to roll and ready to explode come Sunday when we kick off.
So, has that been an issue? Have you noticed it being an issue in any of the previous
games? I wouldn't say it's been an issue. I think that we need to be consistent with it for four quarters.
Respect to improving overall on defense over the course of the game, but it was time to win the game. Remember what maybe you might have been in a position to do on defense to stop that last drive? You know, if it was close at some point, what were some things happening on that drive that could be fixed?
They completed a couple balls on us underneath. They had the one run where they captured the edge. It was second nine. I took a shot and ran a pressure. And they just out-executed us on the last drive. So, I thought that the defense – did a really good job in two-minute situations that game. I think we had three two-minute stops against arguably the best two-minute quarterback in the NFL or in the history of the NFL. And then, we started overtime with a three and out and a turnover. We needed to close it out. You know, we just needed one more drive. We needed to get off the field, and we did not. It has a role, you know, but we're not going to make excuses, you know. When that's what chemistry is. When you have a group of guys that are out there used to playing with each other, you know, they're all on the same page when it comes to communication, and you know, they can look at each other. They know what the other one's thinking. That helps. You know, when a guy goes down and you got a backup in there, it doesn't go that smooth. We've had some communication issues that have hurt us, but you know, like I said, you know, That's our job as a coaching staff to get those guys ready to go. I think the coaches have done a great job with some of the backup guys that have gone in there and played. But, yeah, you'd love to – there's nobody that wants Joe Hayden and Deshaun Gibson and Craig Robertson and those guys out there more than me. So, but it's not the case.
When you guys drafted Dan Shelton, there was a lot of talk that he was going to be a three-down player.
Yep.
And obviously he's mostly playing – in your base defense, and is healing 25 snaps last week, which was a season low for him, and he talked yesterday about not feeling like he's making the impact he wants to make. Can you talk about, you know, why is he not playing in other than the base defense, what he needs to do, and just his whole situation?
Well, he's played in more than just base defense. He's been a part of our sub packages. We roll those guys. You know, we were fortunate enough to have six guys up this past week, so you know, we rolled them to try to keep them fresh throughout the game. I don't get too caught up in the rep stuff. I mean, I know there's high expectations of Danny because he's a first-round pick. He's doing a good job. I like the fact that he expects more from himself. We obviously are set the bar pretty high for him. We were talking about Paul Kruger last week, and then he ended up with 60 reps just because of the packages we ended up in. So I'm not trying to avoid your question. I just – I'm not worried about.
No, even he talks about that he, you know, yeah. Coming from college, he played, you know, most of the game, and for him to play, you know, 25 snaps, it almost seems like it's kind of going in a different.
No, that's not the case. No, we're very happy with Danny. Danny did have a couple injuries that were bothering him in that game that he was fighting through. So Danny's fine. He's fine.
When you're with it, Jeff, you have kind of an intimidating defense, don't you think? And what is missing from this being an intimidating defense?
I think that as the season got rolling last year, we got to the point where we had a pretty intimidating defense.
We were almost halfway through this season.
Yeah.
I mean, so what is missing from this team?
Well, I think we played pretty good defense last week, and I think it's something we're going to build on.
You know, obviously the sack number isn't huge, but overall, are you getting to the quarterback as much as you need to?
Yeah, I mean, it's something you'd always like. You always want to hit the quarterback and get more sacks. Last week we were talking about the lack of interceptions. We got three. You know, everybody – sacks come in bunches. You know, we're close. You know, guys are winning on pass rush. The ball's getting out. I mean, that's why – you know, Peyton did a great job last week getting the ball out. And we brought some pressures where we had free runners. We had some one-on-one pass rushes where guys won. He got rid of the ball. You know, he's a damn good quarterback. He got it out. So that stuff will come. But, yeah, do I want our guys to win more? And do I want more free runners and more quarterback hits? Absolutely. So, but I'm not panicked about that. I think Murph told me we're at the same spot right now than we were last year at sacks. So, and I think we ended the year pretty good. So,
how's Orchard doing in his one-on-one battles?
Good. He's getting better every week. I thought that this past week was one of his better pass rush games. We're going to give him more opportunities this week.
On the play after Danny's pick six.
Yes.
The touchdown down the right sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to be learned there? It's a simple matter of Williams knows that he shouldn't let the guy behind him, and that's that.
You know, I think, you know, Tremont probably got four or five deep balls thrown on him. He won on all of them except one. I think that there were a lot of things we could have done better on that play. It's not on Tremont. You know, that even with the catch, that should be a 30-yard gain. You know, I can make a better call. There's other guys that can do a better job affecting the quarterback. We can get the guy on the ground. So, I mean, that's not just on Tremont. We put him out there on an island that game. We needed to. I think Tremont did a hell of a job.
I mean, I think you said he's having –
he's having a very good season. Some of the stuff we've asked him to do, play inside in the slot when Kaywan was hurt and play outside, I mean, that's a lot harder than it sounds to do because your mentality changes. You're getting different kind of routes. Guys, instead of having a two-way go on you, now have a three-way go. You're playing against totally different players. He's done an unbelievable job for us this year. I don't know where we'd be right now without Tremont.
Roles or slumps, the calling plays, because obviously you guys have to make a call first. And how has it been different for you in the second year of making those calls?
I don't know if you get in slumps. I think that, you know, as the game goes on, your call sheet restricts a little bit just because, you know, if there's calls that are working for you, or as you're communicating with the players on the sideline, you know, they're saying, hey, coach, you know, we feel really good about cover six or smoke, or, hey, we can lock these guys down, we can play man coverage. So you want to get a beat for how the players are feeling with it, or obviously if your guys are winning up front, you might not have to pressure as much. If they're not winning, you want to pressure some more. So you kind of go in with this big plan, and you never know exactly what the offense is going to go. And then as the game goes, it kind of the game plan shrinks a little bit to what you're executing at a high level with. And then, I would just think that the biggest difference between this year and last year, just for me, is I feel like the operation's quicker between getting personnel, what's the down and distance, okay, what package do we want to be in, what's the call, getting that information to Carlos making the call to the defense, and then we're off and running. You know, I feel like our operation's a second or 2 seconds quicker, which is a lot, because that second or 2 seconds allows the guys to get the call, see the offense, and now gather pre-snap information, which can help them make a play.
Jim, how is Trey Robertson playing before he got injured, and what's he at if he's out there
for him? Well, I mean, Craig's kind of – he's a spark plug of our defense. He was playing really well at the inside backer position. He was obviously rolling in there with Kirko, and he was a big part of our base package. I know he's going to do some individual work today, which will be great to see him out there. He stayed very engaged in the meetings. Coach Driesbach has him do some linebacker projects for those guys to help them get ready, running back releases, tight end studies, all kind of stuff. But he definitely brings a spark when he's out there running around with our guys.
Is Justin getting any closer to getting on the field at all on defense, or is this just a time for him to focus on special teams?
No, yeah, I mean, he's got a chance to compete every week. Pierre has done a pretty good job establishing himself as our third outside corner, but that doesn't mean that that's set in stone. I mean, Justin right now out in practice has looked as good as he's been since he's been a part of this organization. So he's definitely going in the right direction.
Hey, first of all, we're about to ask for a raise now that you gave him a public shout-out. Secondly, could you talk about what Joe Hayden, you guys give him so much responsibility,
yeah,
and ask a lot of him when he's playing. Without him, what ripple effect is there in terms of coverage and that kind of thing?
I mean, Joe's obviously one of the best corners in the NFL. So when you lose somebody who's that good of a player, there's going to be a ripple effect. Now, you can't spend too much time worrying about it, because you got to figure out, okay, with this guy's down, this is what we got to do to adapt. And you change some to try to build the scheme around the 11 guys that you're going to be playing with. You know, Joe allows you to do some things that you might not be able to do with other guys. You know, Joe can lock down a half of the field, or you can put him on the best wide receiver and not have to worry about helping him, you know, at certain points of the game. So there's a ripple effect, but, you know, the best coaches and the best coordinators in this league, they adapt, they adjust, and they push forward.
Does it mean less man coverage, or you still go with what you want to do?
You got to mix it a little bit more. We're always going to play some man, just because that's how we're structured. That's the way we recruit on the outside at that position group. That's why all those guys are here, because they can play man. But you might have to do some things to give a guy covering the X, or giving a guy that's usually in Joe's position a little bit more help.
Thank you.